And ladies and gentlemen, I continue to encourage my radio listeners, internet audience, and newspaper readers to go out of their way to purchase products made in America. Today, I want to briefly review the issues I've been encouraging you to consider. Number one, thousands of American companies that once employed millions of workers have closed their American manufacturing facilities and moved abroad. Now, this does not include the businesses that have outsourced their telephone call centers to other countries. Number two, as of July 2009, 14.7 million Americans are unemployed and seeking full-time jobs. Now, this does not include part-time workers seeking employment because part-time workers are not counted in the unemployment statistics because they are not eligible for unemployment compensation. Number three, as of July 2009, 80% of this year's college graduates are still unable to find a job. Number four, as of July 2009, 90% of the clothing, shoes, electronics, and toys sold in America are imported from foreign countries. These are just a few of the points I'm asking you to consider when you go out shopping. Now, many people are convinced that there is nothing that can be done to turn around this situation. Well, we as Americans cannot accept this mentality, and we must all work for change. Therefore, I'm urging you to pick up every item that you plan to purchase and look where it is made. There are still many products made in America, so American businesses and American workers need you to go out of your way to look for and purchase the products they are producing here in the USA. Our goal is to help employ American workers and encourage more businesses to expand and bring back employment opportunities to the USA. If we don't take action, who will? This is Michael Blihosh, and as always, I appreciate hearing from you. I welcome your comments and suggestions and ask that you spread the word to others. You can email me from my internet site at michaelsupportsamerica.com. That's michaelsupportsamerica.com, or log on to AmericanWorkersNeedYou.com.